This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, September 15th. You know, wow. Storm, they say Tuesday is the day you work the most at the office.
Is that right? Taco Tuesday?
Taco Tuesday, yeah. They say that's the one that you work the most. But we always work hard for you, and we found these little items that we talked about this morning. We found out, you know, there has always been extensive research into trying to figure out if animals feel emotion the same way that humans do.
Yeah, and everybody's always said, like, dogs want to tell you their whole life story, and a cat just wants to sit in the bread box and thinks of ways to kill you.
Right. So kind of think of it as a dog is an extrovert and a cat is an introvert. But
right.
This actually involves dogs, and it shows that they do understand emotion, at least how we do. They said,
I think they're very emotive. You know, they definitely read our emotions.
They certainly do, and they have proof this one, and this is using the beats per minute. They say on a dog, the average heartbeat of a dog is 67 beats per minute.
Right.
But when an owner told a dog that I love you, their heart rate jumped to 98 beats a minute.
Isn't that something? Wow.
But the flip side, they said that it decreased from 67 to 52 beats per minute when the dog was cuddling with their owner.
Oh, I bet the owner's heart rate drops too.
Yes, probably. It's very mutual as well. They say that dogs, when they curl up next to the owner or on their lap or they're on their feet or leaning on them, that really is showing signs of love and that they really do feel comfortable being with you. So I thought that was good. They say also that dogs show love when they're in pain by coming to someone they trust and holding up their paw or lying next to someone with their head on their lap. So that kind of means that they're in pain. Or you know, they show sympathy or empathy for you not feeling well.
It's kind of weird that our pets show love for us. It's not just wagging the tail.
No, not at all. Yeah. It's actually their heartbeat. We found out that something we kind of knew for a while ago.
Yeah.
If you're really trying to build a strong relationship, you need to do it with your voice, not with the text.
Yeah, you know, this is the old thing. The one thing we learned when COVID started, and we're all socially isolating, that there are a heck of a lot of meetings could just be emails.
Right, for sure. And researchers have found that people too often opt to send an email or text when a phone call is more likely to produce the feelings or connectiveness that they're looking for.
Because you don't have the emotion in there
in a
text. A text is just dull.
Well, and plus, you know, it is true. When you see somebody, not only are you hearing their tone of their voice, but you're looking at their facial expressions, what they're doing with their hands. All of that plays into making that connection of you, believing or trusting what they say. So a lot of times, and they say a lot of times, people's fear of not confronting people face-to-face is misguided.
Yeah, you're doing more damage than good. And, you know, if you have to write something on a text and then put LOL or an emoji afterwards, that's just one of those deals showing, see, you can't show emotion with this. Call the person.
It will be interesting to see, as the younger generations, which have used text more than the older, if that kind of changes.
Yeah, because, that's true.
You know, because we did talk about how, in a different podcast, how the period is actually kind of an insult to the younger generations on a text.
They don't put a period at the end of the sentence. Right?
Yeah, and if they do, that really means that they're angry, and we're like, wait, that's not what I remember I was being taught in school.
Sorry about using proper punctuation.
Excuse me, I am a grammar Nazi, apparently. The flu shot, CDC and a lot of health officials recommend you get one, especially this year in the middle of a pandemic.
You had yours about a month ago, and there are ways to keep your arm from getting sore, and what are they?
Yeah, not this time, but I think it was the previous year. It actually hurt where they gave me the shot, and come to find out what that is, it's a reaction that you want.
Yeah, your immune system is reacting to the antigen that's in the vaccine that's really priming the old immune system, and that's the whole point for get the shot.
Yes, and it causes inflammation, and that's where the pain comes from. So there's some ways that you can minimize the pain. They say relax your muscle before the needle goes in, just to make it less tense. Move your arm around a lot after the shot, which should get the antigen circulating a little bit more.
So it's not just in one part of your arm. Maybe rub it a little bit and get it moved around a little bit.
Yeah.
So it kind of it makes the pain go to different areas.
Here's one I didn't think about. If you're, for instance, if you're left-handed, get the shot in your right arm.
There you go.
Therefore, it doesn't hurt when you're right. And then, of course, you know this going to the gym storm. Probably a bad idea on arm day to go get your flu shot.
Yeah. Yeah, you can skip arm day after the flu shot, okay?
Yeah, and if all else fails, ask your provider if it's okay to take a pain reliever like ibuprofen before or after the shot, if it bothers you. If that's your reason for not getting a flu shot, definitely talk to your provider about that. And I will tell you, I've had flu shots for years. It doesn't make you sick, believe me.
Yeah, it really doesn't, yeah.
They said here, going into the month of August, about a third of American renters and homeowners entered with bills that were due or past due. And over 20% of that group owing over $1,000 in past payments. And
well, it was July 31st when the unemployment payments from the government stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And that's making a big difference in people. And then here we are 45 days later, and they want their money.
Yeah, they do. And here's what's going to happen if you miss a payment. The good news is that if you're under 30 days,
right,
generally your creditor or lender will not report you to the credit agency.
Yeah, but that's the only cushion you have right there.
That's the only cushion. Day 31, they are going to report, and what happens is that your credit score could tumble by as much as 100 points.
Yep. Man.
And it takes a long time for that payment. It's going to stay on your record for 7 years. So, you think about in 3 or 4 years when you go to buy a car or a house, you may not get the best interest rate because of that one missed payment. So it's really important that you do talk to your lender ahead of time before you reach that 30-day mark. Because a lot of times, because of COVID, they do have a lot of programs that may be able to make an alternate payment arrangement. Maybe they can change the interest rate so you can make more principal payment, or perhaps even just skip the month and not affect your credit.
Right. Maybe add something to the end of them. Like if it's a mortgage, maybe add something to the end of it.
Right. Exactly. Now, if you become, what's also important, and I always use my experience working in customer service at Sallie Mae, and it's very true. If you're upfront and honest, and it's not a pattern of you always missing the payment, they're going to work with you. Now,
long as it's not the dog ate my homework kind of excuse.
Here. Right. Every time, month after month, you're late, and it's always some other weird excuse, well, then that's a problem. But let's say what happens when it gets to 180 days, when you technically...
6 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of times the bank or the lender is just going to, what's called, do the charge-off, which means they're not even going to work with you anymore. They're done. And what they'll do is they'll sell it to a third party, which is a debt collector.
This is when they start knocking on your door.
Yeah, they start knocking on your door, and they start adding their own fees to it. And here's the deal. Even once you pay that off, it's going to stay on your credit. It won't be as damaging as if it's an outstanding debt, but that charge-off will stay on your credit for 7 years.
Right.
And that really will keep you away from really good interest rates if you are trying to get credit.
But the bottom line is really be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Contact your lender if there's going to be a problem. They will appreciate that. It'll do you a lot of good, that's for sure.
Yes, and also stick with the program. If you agree to make $50 a month and you can't make $50, call them back. Don't just,
let them know.
They understand, and they'll do what they can, and to the point. And if you have to fall behind, you fall behind. You get that. But we're trying to prevent you from dealing with 7 years of bad luck.
Okay, a listener writes, "Dear Storm and Chris, my marriage proposal isn't cutting the mustard. What should I do?"
Oh, I say bring in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I thought that was a fraternity prank, but you're right. You can actually rent a Wienermobile to have it right on hand when you pop the question.
Oh, it's not even renting, Storm. It'll pop up for free.
Oh, wow.
For marriage proposals, you basically have to go to the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile website. We have links up at our website. And you need to put in, hey, are you going to be in our area at this time?
And we found out there are 6 Wienermobiles that are running around the United States right now.
Yeah, there's 6 of them. So there's a good chance they might pop up on certain dates. And you actually might get an email back from them saying, hey, yeah, we're going to be in the Gainesville, Ocala area on this particular day. We'll be at your location between these particular hours.
And she'll either love it or hate it.
Yes. It definitely will be a conversation piece. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. Let's put it that way, yeah.
And for the first time since 1986, vinyl music sales are outselling compact discs.
Yeah, you know, it did become, audiophiles will spend a lot of money on the equipment, and they still say that dropping the needle on the vinyl is the best reproduction of music.
Yeah, it is. And I will, I think it was the Techniques turntable.
Right.
Where you would turn, had a little light on the side, and the little dots would make a line, and they go back and forth. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you could actually sync it up. You could, you can change the what do you call it? You could change the speed of it to make it sync up. Yeah,
and
I remember that.
I remember that as a kid because I felt that was so soothing. But yeah, they said since the first time in 34 years, vinyl is outselling CDs. Just in the first 6 months of 2020, more than $232 million worth of vinyl has been sold compared to $129 million of CDs that have been sold.
Well, that's into what is old is new, right?
Yeah, and of course, that's not saying that digital music sales, 85% of music is sold digitally, but it is pointing out, like you said, Storm, some people just like the sound and feel of vinyl. It has a different particular sound.
Yeah. The story made me feel old because I was asking you, what was the first vinyl record you ever bought? And you go, I was a cassette guy.
Yeah.
We didn't even have them back then.
I remember going to buy the cassette singles.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that tells you, where we were, but... I don't ever remember buying vinyl, but it is interesting because being in radio, I actually had classes on how to cue an album.
Yeah, right.
Where you
right.
had the turntable and you had to print up, roll it back, what we call it, to where the beginning of it by a quarter of a turn, so that it would allow the turntable to get up to speed, so it wouldn't sound like that.
Yeah, and that's why we had the little felt underneath, so it would allow the turntable to maintain its speed while you're holding the record. Man, did I do this. I've been doing this a long time, folks.
Yeah.
This brings back a lot of memories, Chris.
Yeah, it was just kind of this thing of like, that's something I learned that I used for maybe a few months at a radio station, and then I was at the beginning of the CD revolution, and then the computer comes in where it just does it on its own.
You can tell how long somebody's been in radio if they know what cue burn is.
Yeah,
and that's where you've queued up a record so many times it gets a little, it gets noisy. Yeah,
yeah for
cue
sure.
Cue burn.
Good. So there's our show for today, Tuesday, September 15th.
God, I'm old.
Of course, we're live. We're still breathing. We're on this side of the grave.
We're on this side of the grass, okay?
Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, folks, the sun's always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.